Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, when do people start worrying about forgetting things, perhaps being concerned about having Alzheimer's? What age do people start thinking about that? Well, it may vary from family to family. If there's Alzheimer's in the family, that may make that risk seem more imminent. Or, you know, it just has never occurred to some people that maybe there will be a time when their brains don't quite work the way they'd like, when our brains don't like the way we'd like. Well, there, with lots of research showing that there are some things that can help keep our brains active, can help keep our brains from disintegrating, can even help prevent or stave off Alzheimer's. And this is information from the AARP magazine. And one of the things I like about this is that it's pretty well researched, or at least the research is shown in terms of their results. And the article is called Age-Proofing Your Brain. Well, when do you start doing that? Well, probably pretty early on, actually. We could build habits that help keep our brains healthy. Experts now believe you can prevent or at least delay dementia, even if you have a genetic disposition, and reducing Alzheimer's disease risk factors like obesity, diabetes, smoking, and low physical activity by just 25% could prevent up to 500,000 cases of the disease, according to some recent University of California analysis. Well, what are some of those 10 things? Some of them are kind of fun. Some of them might be a bit surprising. But the first one probably won't surprise anybody because it is one of the basic things that we're told to do to be healthy, and that's to get moving. You know, we can get sedentary very easily, either just because, hey, we think we're tired and we want to sit down, and, you know, it's just watching TV, all those kind of good things that kind of lend itself to being sedentary. Sometimes it's caused by diseases or other inabilities, some disabilities that make getting moving a little more difficult. And how much do you have to get moving? Well, those recommendations certainly vary depending on the source that you read. And according to this piece of evidence, physical activity helps to grow new nerve cells and promote nerve growth. So that's going to keep our brains growing. And how you work up the sweat is up to you, but most experts recommend 150 minutes a week. So you divide that by 70, that's just a little over 20 minutes of moderate activity, but every little bit can help. In research done by the Group Health Research Institute in Seattle, they say as little as 15 minutes of regular exercise 3 times per week helped maintain the brain. So that's not a lot of activity. And when they're saying, you know, moderate, that's probably walking and, you know, something pretty basic, but get moving. And get moving helps us in a lot of different ways. One of the things I remember reading about was if you're feeling depressed and all you want to do is sit there, hey, the first thing you do is get moving, even if it's as simple as throwing a pillow across the room. Now, that probably won't help your brain much, but you got to make those first little efforts. Well, kind of related to that, a second of the 10 items that they list is pump some iron. And this was based on some research done with women, older women who participated in a year-long weight training program at the University of British Columbia did 13% better on tests of cognitive function than a group of women who did balance and toning exercises. So they're saying from this, resistance training may increase the levels of growth factors in the brain. Number 3 is seek out new skills. I don't think that's a new advice to anybody, but it's not just doing the same thing that kind of works the brain, like every day doing the crossword puzzle, every day doing the same kind of thing that makes your brain work, but learning something new. And that can be in, you know, almost any area. There are lots of opportunities to learn new things by reading, by getting on the internet, by going to a class, by, learning a new game. As long as, according to this research, it's the learning something new that helps our brains maintain healthy functioning. Chronic stress floods our brains with cortisol, which leads to impaired memory. So this is number four, and that's try to reduce your stress. Or if you're already at the level of where you're not very stressed out, you know, just maintain that. Try not to get stressed out. One group tried meditation, which involves focusing one's attention on sensations, feelings, state of mind, and is shown to reduce harmful stress hormones. After 8 weeks, researchers took MRI scans of participants' brains, and the density of gray matter in the brain part increased significantly in the people who did the meditation than those who did not. So the major point here, whether you want to do meditation or some other kind of thing, is to keep your stress levels at a very manageable level. Well, number five is eat like a Greek. And in case you're not familiar with the Mediterranean diet, you've probably heard that fish, vegetables, fruits, nuts, and beans. And, you know, it's quite different than a lot of us eat, but we can start with parts of that, you know, add more vegetables, add more beans, add more nuts. And an interesting piece that actually makes that simpler, one study from Vanderbilt University found that people who drank down 3 or more servings of fruit or vegetable juice a week, so that's not even one a day, had a 76% lower risk for developing Alzheimer's disease than those who drank less than a serving weekly. So, you know, we're often encouraged to eat the whole fruit, the whole vegetable for good reasons with lots of fiber, but just add on some juice, fruit or vegetable juice, at least 3 times a week, and hey, why not every day? Easy to add to what you're already eating. Number 6, this is one I have difficulty with, is spice it up. Your brain enjoys spices as much as your taste buds do. So herbs and spices like black pepper, cinnamon, that's the one that's okay with me, oregano, basil, parsley, ginger, and vanilla. Yeah, actually, a lot of those are okay on my list. Not so much the hot ones, but anything that are high in antioxidants would help keep our brains healthier. So you don't have to go really high spice levels, but that's okay too. But at least some kind of spices rather than just very bland. Number 7, find your purpose. Discovering your mission in life can help you stay sharp. And number 8, get a social life. Who needs friends? We all do. Having multiple social networks helps lower dementia risk. A 15-year study of older people from a Swedish study showed that that was a very good way to keep our minds healthy. Number 9 is reduce your risks. Chronic health conditions like diabetes, obesity, hypertension are often associated with dementia. So any of those that you can control, prevent, would be things to do to help keep your brain healthy. Also, keep the whole body healthy helps keep your brain healthy. And number 10 in this list is check vitamin deficiencies. Older adults don't always get all the nutrients they need from foods, and I think we could say there are a lot of people who don't get all the nutrients they need from food because they're not eating a variety of foods. But older adults, even if they're eating a balanced diet, sometimes don't get all the nutrients they need due to declines in digestive acids or because the medications they take are interfering with absorption. The vitamin deficiency, especially vitamin B12, can affect brain vitality. So we just need to kind of keep in check the kinds of, not only what we're eating, but perhaps the kinds of medication we're taking. And hopefully these 10 ideas can be put to use whether you are 30, 40, 60, 70, no matter what. Any of these 10 and all of these 10 can help keep the brain more active and be more sharp. Hey, we all can help. I think all of us can use more help doing that. So until next time, here is a thought. When a friend is in trouble, don't ask if there's anything you can do. Think up something and do it.